Started. Oh, fantastic. Okay, so let's get started now that we have a quorum. So today we're going to do Simen Kuf Dalet, and you know, briefly, and Be'ez Hashem start Simen Kuf Hei. Simen Kuf Hei is probably one of the more yisodistic simanim in Hilchos Taravos in terms of how it plays out halacha l'maisa, which is funny because it comes off of Simen Kuf Dalet, which is one of the least halacha l'maisa simanim in Hilchos Taravos. So we'll spend a short amount of time on Simen Kuf Dalet. I guess I'll probably stop the recording after Kuf Dalet and start a new one. Okay, break it up. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Okay, I'll do that. We'll keep the Zoom on the whole time, but we don't have to send people away and bring it back. Okay, so there is an entire siman here, Kuf Dalet, about Achbar Shenafal L'Shichra. Right? The title of the siman, Din Achbar Shenimtza B'Yayin O B'Shechar. If you find an Achbar in your Yayin or in your Shechar, in your wine or in your beer. The Gemara Nevel Dazar Daf Samachesam Beis tells us that it's Aser, and it isn't sure, and the Gemara is not sure why the beer became Aser from the Achbar, meaning you find an Achbar in your beer. The Gemara says, that's a problem. You have a problem with your beer now. Why? What's the problem with the beer? So at first it would seem that L'chorah should not be a problem, because an Achbar is L'chorah Nosin Tam Lefgam into the beer. So if it's Nosin Tam Lefgam, we just got through learning that it should be Mutter, and this is why Simen Kuf Dalet follows directly on the heels of Simen Kuf Gimel. It relates to Nosin Tam Lefgam. And not only that, and this is where I guess it leads into Simen Kuf Hei, it's also Tzonin B'Tzonin. There's no heat over here. And Tam can't transfer without heat, right? That's one of the basic rules. Ooh, Rav Sablovsky is calling you. I don't know if we stop here from Sablovsky. Harav Hagon Rav Sablovsky, yes. Just make sure he can't hear me, because I'd be terribly embarrassed. Okay. What?
I'll call Rav. Continue?
Yeah, are we still on the Zoom? Okay. Wow. Okay. I got like my heart skipped a beat. Okay. So it's like, what are they doing? That's your day. Anyway. So in Simen Kuf Dalet, what are we saying? Yeah. So number one, the relationship back to Simen Kuf Gimel, it would seem to be Nosin Tam Pgam. Number two, it would seem to be Tzonin B'Tzonin. And one of the basic rules that we think we have in Hilchos Taravos and Hilchos Masa B'Chalav is that Tam only transfers when you have some heat. When it's Tzonin B'Tzonin, you're not going to have an Issu. So the Gemara gives two explanations of why it is that we don't use Nosin Tam Lefgam as a heter over here, and why the beer is going to be problematic, even though an Achbar L'chora does not give the most tasty flavor to the beer. First of all, it could be that it's Rav who made this comment, and maybe Rav holds Nosin Tam Lefgam is Asur. Maybe Rav does not hold of everything we just learned about Nosin Tam Lefgam being Mutter, and that's why he Asur it. And therefore, for us who hold that Nosin Tam Lefgam is Mutter, this whole halach is totally irrelevant, because the Achbar is always going to be Nosin Tam Lefgam, and we paskin Nosin Tam Lefgam is Mutter. Then the Gemara says, no, maybe the Achbar is actually Nosin Tam L'Shvach. Or the Gemara says a possibility, maybe all Shratzim are Nosin Tam Lefgam. And, right, so meaning the second possibility is, you're right, Rav holds Nosin Tam Lefgam is Mutter. But the case over here is that the Achbar is Nosin Tam L'Shvach, and if it's Nosin Tam L'Shvach, that's why it's going to be Aser. Again, this is only dealing with the issue of Nosin Tam Lefgam. We have not yet dealt with the issue of Tzonin B'Tzonin, right? But dealing with the issue of Nosin Tam Lefgam, those are the two approaches. The Gemara raises a third possibility that maybe all Shratzim are Nosin Tam Lefgam, and it's still Aser, so an Achbar should be no different. So, meaning if Shratzim are Nosin Tam Lefgam, and that's just like, it's got to be, right? If you have all these little creepy crawly things and they aser, so it must be that that there's some sort of exception to the rule of Nosin Tam Lefgam that's made on account of Shratzim, and an Achbar should be no different than any other Sheretz. But the Gemara says, no, an Achbar and all Shratzim are subject to the same rules. So if it's Nosin Tam L'Shvach, it's a problem. If it's Nosin Tam L'Fgam, it's not going to be a problem. And that leaves the Gemara, again, with these two possibilities. Either that this is Rav's Shita, which we don't paskin like, that Nosin Tam L'Fgam is Aser, or that no, the Achbar is actually Nosin Tam L'Shvach. The nafkamina being whether we hold no sin tam lufka mutter, you have to worry about achmash nafal shechva. Meaning, what do we assume lahalacha? Meaning, do we pask in this gemara? So we assume it's a sveka dedina. What we pask in lahalacha, whether we are choshesh for achbar shenaf al shechva. So apparently, if achbar in beer is a safek, so what does that mean as far as other shratzim in other liquids? Is this just an example? Achbar is lavdafka, beer is lavdafka, or is it dafka these particular things? Are mice nosin tam l'shvach in everything? You know, Rashi identifies the achbar over here not as a mouse but as a squirrel. The Ran writes that only beer an achbar will be nosin tam l'shvach, but if the achbar falls into anything else, then it will be nosin tam l'fgam. Whereas the Rambam shita is that an achbar is nosin tam l'fgam in yayin or shemen, implying that it might be nosin tam l'shvach in other liquids. It's just shichra, yayin, or shemen that it's nosin tam l'shvach, but maybe it will be nosin tam l'fgam in, but maybe nosin tam l'shvach when it comes to other liquids. So with regards to the type of sheretz, the Rashba says that you could be mekil on all other forms of sheretz, like flies and things like that, and assumes that they are no sin tam lefgam. That if you have a fly, you can't eat the fly, but you can take the fly out of your soup. It was no sin tam lefgam into the soup, and you don't have to worry about any tam that's transferred. However, the Shariduma assumes that they're all no sin tam l'shvach. So lechora now, you know, we started off by saying this is so not lemaisa. You know, when is there ever enough gamina? Lechora, this would be a huge enough gamina. You find a bug in your soup. You ever go to camp for the summer? You know, it's possible that you'll find a bug in your soup. So is that bug? You'll take it out, obviously. You'll remove it, but it's camp. You'll eat anything. So are you allowed to continue eating? Do we assume that it was right? This is what Haman told Achashverosh, that the colleagues of the Achashverosh, is it messing up? Was it Paro? No, Haman Achashverosh, Gemara Megillah, Haman Achashverosh, right? That if you touch the wine, they're going to throw out all the wine. But if they find a bug in it, they'll just throw out the bug. So is that true? Meaning, can you just throw out the bug and eat the soup? So if you hold that a fly is no sin tam l'fgam, then ein hachinami, you could throw out the fly and eat the rest of the soup. However, it's not really so nogei l'maisa, because in almost all cases, you're going to have shishim keneged the sheretz. So, you know, if you have a fly in your soup, there's got to be shishim, the volume of the soup, keneged a little fly, a little bug that you find in the soup. So even if it were no sin tam l'shvach into the soup, you throw it out, it's got to be that there's shishim that would make it batel anyway. The question would be, is that always true? Meaning you find it in your soup, so how do you take the fly out of your soup? What do you do to remove the fly from your soup? You take a spoon, right, and you scoop it out. Now it's in your spoon. So you have a fly in your spoon with a little bit of soup that's connected to it, right? So is there shishim in the spoon? Can I get the fly? So you'll say, well, I don't care. I'm dumping that also, right? Meaning whatever comes up in the spoon, I'm dumping. Yeah, but if all that soup just became treif from the fly, your spoon is going to be treif too. So maybe you need to kasher your spoon. Right, meaning that's where it may play a role in terms of is the best way to take out the fly by taking a spoon and removing it from the soup, because it's likely not shishim in the contents of the spoon keneged hasheretz, and that would make the spoon aser. Now, if the spoon is pulling the fly out of a bowl, which is anyway, you know, when you're sitting in front of you with a bowl, it's anyway a klisheni, klishlishi, depending on what you hold of a kaf, what you hold of a ladle, you know, we'll get to that as Hashem Nexim, you know, but so it's anyway not going to be no sin tam. But if you see the fly in the pot of soup on the fire and you stick the spoon in, so then you talk have a problem, right? Then it could actually chafe out the spoon if you hold no sin tam the shvach. The only part of this that really is relevant is these other kinds of shkatzim ramasim that fall into food, bugs, flies, mosquitoes. So do you need to be mesha'er b'shishim, or do we assume that automatically it's no sin tam l'fgam, it's not a problem? So the Mechaber and the Ramah in Simen Kuv Zayin, Sif Beis, say that the practice is to be mekel and to scoop out the bug and eat it and eat the rest, and it's not a problem. The Mechaber writes, "Zvuv uchayotzibo mitvarim hamuusim shenafshu shal adam katzavahem." You have a fly, something that people say gross. Shenim tzabetavshil, and it's in your food. Zorko vatavshil mutter shein pleitas dvarim elapagumim elseres, because these are dvarim hapagumim. We assume they're not going to asra, and the Rama over there adds v'chein haminog pashut afogav v'yesh machmirin divrei mekilin nikar ve'en l'shanos haminog. That even though there are machmirin, the mekilin are the ikar, and that's our minog that we're making. And therefore, you don't need to kasher your spoon if you scooped out a spoon from your soup pot. You scooped out a bug, rather, from your soup pot with a spoon. The Shulchan Aruch over here in Siv Gimel writes, "Dvarim amuzim shnaf shalom katzvehem kinemal mazuvim yitushim shkol adam bodel mehem limi usan." That people stay away from them because they are gross. Afilu nesarva betavshel v'nimcha gufan l'tocho. Even if they get mixed in and their body disintegrates, the bug disintegrates into the food. Im heter rabba alav mutarim. As long as you have rov heter, that's enough. That's going to make it mutar. Meaning you don't need shishim. Why? Because it's no sin tam of gam. If we're able to strain it out, you're able to strain out, and you'll find, you know, through the strainer, you'll be able to get rid of the little parts of the bug. So then, certainly, it's better. Probably because if you don't strain it, that's called nikara iser. That if you're able to see it, then you're able to separate it out. So maybe that would be enough of nikara iser to upend the bittul barov. So you rely on bittul barov if it's not efshel l'sanein, and when it's efshel l'sanein, you're misanein, and then you rely on the bittul of the tam barov. But that's all you need is a rov keneged the fly. So if the fly or the bug gets mixed into a tavshil and their bodies fall apart, they're bittul barov and it's mutter. But if it's possible to strain them, you should do that. However, if they fall into sheichar or chometz, then you need shishim. Because that's the Gemara, right? Meaning, because it's nosin tam l'shvach, and you're going to need shishim. The Taz in Sivkat and Vav quotes Marshal that's machmir, and then concludes to be mekel like the Ramah. So even though the Taz quotes Marshal, it's machmir, even when it comes to other bugs in other foods, we're mekel like the Ramah. When it comes to other bugs in other foods, we could be mekel. Now, when it comes to Tola'im, the story is a little bit more complicated. The Taz, back in Simon Pei Dalid, Sivkatan Tezvav, writes that Tola'im are also Ma'usim, and therefore can have the same Kula of Bittul Barov. That you find Tola'im, that's also Bittul Barov. However, the Shach over there in Sivkatan Lamid writes that a Tola'as is Asura Benosin Tam, meaning you need Shishim against the Tola'as. And the Drisha in Sivkatan Bey says that even though normally a Tola'as is disgusting, those tola'im that grow in the fruit are not disgusting when they mix with the fruit. Similar to the tola'im that are found in fish and meat and cheese that are not pogam, because that's sort of like, that's how the food is. The food comes with tola'im in the food that are common to that food, meaning not some fly that just landed in your soup, but something that's common to that food. In Badei HaShulchan, Sivkat Lamed Ches, he thinks we should be machmir even by other foods, because there are poskim that disagree with the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama and hold that bugs are nosim tam l'shvach. So Badei HaShulchan suggests we should be machmir to make sure that there's shishim keneged any bug that you remove from a pot. And again, the only nafkamin over here is going to be taking a spoon to remove a fly from the pot. That's a kli rishon, right? To make sure that you have shishim in the spoon, keneged the or take a plastic spoon so you can just throw the whole spoon out, as opposed to whether you should require kashering a spoon that's used to remove the bug. Chet?
Just to clarify, when you said that the bug, if it disintegrates in, that there's going to be bitfall. So what if it didn't disintegrate? Would that be a barrier?
Oh, if it didn't, yeah, then it's a barrier, then you have a problem. Right. But we're assuming if it disintegrates, nimoch means like falls apart, even then you should be misani. Right. Even then you should try to strain it out if you can. But the Shulchan Aruch says, but if it doesn't fall apart, then it's just pashut a barrier. Yeah, then it's going to be a problem. Now, even in a situation where there is bittul, you still have to contend with the issue of bal teshaktu, right? If you find it disgusting, there's a discussion in the Tshuvas Imrei Tam. I saw a quote in the Sefer Darkei Halacha that Shuvas Imrei Tams in Kuf Chav Hei, that if you're disgusted by the food, whether you're allowed to give it to somebody else who doesn't know about it, is that like a, is there such a thing as a lifnei iver and bal teshaktu? Meaning the person doesn't know. Like the case I think he was dealing with, if I recall, was that someone was cutting their nails and some nails landed in the food. And he's like, whoops. And he scooped out the nails from the food. And he's like, oh, that's gross. I'm not going to eat food that, like, you know, my toenails just landed. But yeah, no one else will be able to taste it. So can you go give it to somebody else? Is there such a thing as lifnei iver and bal teshaktu? Or do we say that if you're not grossed out by it, then it's not gross? It may depend on the issue of whether bal teshaktu midaraisa applies to all the things that are disgusting, or that's only bal teshaktu midarabanan. Right, holding yourself in from going to the bathroom, just doing stam disgusting things like fear factor or whatever. Every once in a while in camp, they would ask me about a particular night activity that they were planning, whether it's a violation of bal teshaktu. And the answer usually is, if you have to ask, you know, then probably it's at least a violation of kavod abrios, you know, if not bal teshaktu. So. Anyway, so that's all I got for Simon Cliff Dalit. Again, not so super lemaisa. So let's move on.